You are listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. Come check us out at kdrt.org. All right, today we're going to be talking about our childhood songs. This is Team TBD, and we're starting off with Marty. Hey, Marty, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing great. What song do you got for us today?
So the song that I chose for my childhood is called Gives You Hell by the All-American Rejects.
All right, let's take a listen. Marty, so who gives you hell?
Oh, just some girl from high school, but it's no big deal now.
I could tell, yeah. But as a kid, you weren't listening to that song thinking about that, I'm sure.
No, I first discovered that song when I was like 5 or 6 because my older sisters listened to the band a lot, so I just liked the beat, but had no idea what the lyrics were. Then I like completely undiscovered the song for like a number of years, and then when I was like 20 or something, I refound it and had a whole new meaning for the lyrics.
I could tell. Yeah, it's a really fun song.
Yeah, it's a good breakup song, I guess.
Alright, thank you, Marty, for that pick.
Thank you very much. I just have so many good memories listening to that song in the car with my older sisters, so it was good to let everybody know.
Alright, next is my pick, and this is Alex speaking, by the way. And my pick, it was a song called Torero by Chayanne. So, alright, so let's take a listen to that.
Lunes a domingo voy desesperado, el corazón prendido ahí en el calendario.
All right, that is Cheyenne by, or Torero by Cheyenne, which is a nice Puerto Rican singer. And that song came out in 2002. And I remember listening to that song on YouTube with my sister, not in 2002, but later on. And we used to dance to that song. It was a lot of fun. We used to put it on repeat so many times. And if you haven't seen the music video of the song, it's really fun. He's riding like a motorcycle. He's got his leather jacket and he's got the shades. And, you know, he just looks super cool. It's like, it's what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was like, oh, I want to be this awesome biker with my jacket. And I guess you could also take into account that the song is called Torero, which means bull rider in Spanish. And so he's kind of like a bull rider riding his motorcycle. So yeah, that's why I really like the song. And it brings me back to my childhood. Alright, that was Torero by Cheyenne. Next, we got Madeline's pick. How are you doing, Madeline?
I'm good. How are you, Alex?
Oh, really good this morning. So what song you got for us today?
I've got I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
Ooh, that is a classic.
Yep.
Alright, let's take a listen.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
So, Madeline, do you got a good feeling about this song?
Oh, yeah, and apparently a lot of other people did, too, because it debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. I have no memories of first listening to this song, but I know that it played all the time. And you guys are familiar with it as well, so I'm assuming it was also playing in your cars and on your radios.
Yeah, you could not escape Black Eyed Peas in the early 2000s, even if you tried.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want to try.
Of course, it's a great song.
Let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it.
All right, we're about to cue up our next song. Give us one moment, please. All right, we got our next guest. We got Roger here. What song have you been playing us for, Roger?
Hi, how are you, X?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So this song is from David Tao. It's a sad song, R&B. So let's play.
All right, let's listen to it. Song. What do you got to say about this?
So that this song reminds you of your ex. So this song holds a special place in my heart because it's trying to my earliest memory of movie. I was in the primary school at that time. It was probably the first time I ever walked into the movie theater. So I was watching a romantic movie. Importantly, it was my first time in my life that I watched the movie with a girl. So that's cool.
All right, I see. Well, thank you for your song. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and we're going to be going to our next team here in a second, so wait for them to come on the air.
Hello, hello. You are listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. We are Lass. I'm Leah. I'm joined here with Sasha, Alyssa, and Shane. And how are you guys doing today?
So good. Excited to talk about some music.
I'm doing well.
Awesome. So we're going to get started. The first song will be from me, and this song is from Kendrick Lamar. It's called Good Kid, off of his album Good Kid, Mad City. And yeah, let's hear it. Yesterday I got Hannah, my city building is probably big
is a building, me jumping off of the roof. It's me just playing it safe. But what am I supposed to do when the topic is red or blue? And you understand that I ain't, but no, I'm accustomed to just a couple that look for trouble and live in the street with rank. No better picture to paint than me walking from Bible study and calling his homies because he has said he noticed my face from a function that took in place. They was wondering if I bang. Step on my neck and get blood on your Nike checks. I don't mind, cause one day you respect the good kid, Mad City.
All right. What'd you guys think of that song?
I mean, I'm a big Kendrick fan, so I enjoyed it, but I want to ask, why is this your favorite album?
I just think it's so good. You know, I've loved his albums since, I guess, I first heard them. But yeah, something about this album, I think it tells a really good story of his life growing up in Compton, California. And yeah, something about the song, like, it's very, very peaceful, kind of upbeat as well. But I still think, like, the lyrics tell a really good story, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed in the song was little sparkles. made me chuckle.
Yeah, he's got a little, some accents that he puts into the music, so I think it really makes it more of a, you know, well-rounded listening experience.
A little pizzazz.
Yeah, a little pizzazz. So we're going to get into the next song, which is by you, Sasha, correct?
Yes. Let's bring it in.
All right, and that song was actually by our very own Shane. If you want to give us a little rundown on what that was.
Yeah, so that's from my favorite album, Razzmatazz, by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Oh, sorry, that's not the... Wait. Yeah, that is... Right, okay.
You got it, Shane.
Yeah. I was like, sorry, sometimes, because it's an acronym, I get mixed up with an online web series. But that's besides the point. This is very near and dear to my heart. It's one of the baseline albums from my personal relationship, so yeah, that's why I really enjoy the song on this album, in particular this one.
Awesome, sick. I love it when music tells a story for us, especially in our lives.
Yeah, how did you come to find this song?
I believe it was shared with me by my girlfriend, but it might have been I found and we shared it. Either way, we ended up listening to it together, and that's why I really enjoy it.
Awesome, love that. Thanks, Shane.
Alright, we're gonna get into our next song here. This one is from Sasha, so let's hear what she brought today.
Something special for me. I'm gonna say
so that was The New Abnormal by The Strokes, Ode to the Mets, off of, I would say it's one of my favorite albums of all time, but I say that about a lot of albums. I just think it's pretty flawless. Like, there's some great stuff going on there.
What made you choose this song? I know a lot of people know The Adults Are Talking.
Mm-hmm.
What made you choose this song over all the other songs in the album?
I mean, I love The Adults Are Talking. I feel like that was a very, like, formative song especially during quarantine, because it went viral on TikTok and everyone was like using it in their little videos. But I would say that this is my favorite song off the album because it's kind of like the last one. So it's like end of the chapter, and it's just really beautiful. We didn't get to listen to the intro, but I'd say the intro is my favorite part. It's like a minute and 30 seconds long. So
have you ever listened to this live?
I have not. I wish I did. There was a music festival down in LA the summer before I came to college, so I think it was in 2022, called This Ain't No Picnic, and they headlined, and it was a pretty crazy lineup. Like, LCD Sound System was on there. Wish I could have been there, but I came to school instead.
Awesome. Thank you, Sasha. I really enjoyed that song. Up next, we've got Alyssa. Let's go ahead and hear what she brought today.
So that was my song. It's called Ruler of My Heart, from the album Original Soundtrack for Alien Stage. This song, or this album, is probably my current hyperfixation. I think my Spotify Wrapped this year, one of the songs I had listened to for over 1,500 times. So I'm just a little bit obsessed.
That's awesome. I really liked it. I like the variety that we have going on in our group.
Yeah, I think we all brought very different songs, some kind of similar, but some different, but I think it shows, you know, a wide range of listening interest.
Well, on the topic of Spotify Wrapped, who were all of your top artists? What was your top song?
I immediately have to bow out because I'm not on Spotify.
I forgot two of you were on Apple Music.
Apple Music has a replay, so you gotta have an answer ready.
Well, I can share mine first. My top artist was Fred Again. Love Fred Again. And my top song was Berwyn Guess Off Neighbors, which is off his album USB. And I listened to it almost 2,000 times last year, which is insane, but it's just so good.
Yeah, I know for me, my top artist was The Weeknd and Billie Eilish, I think, were my top two. But my top song was Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. So a lot going on there, but yeah, really good.
For me, my Spotify rap told me my top artist was Bloom, who was the male voice in the song I just played. And then four of my five top songs were from the Alien Stage album. So I would say I really like Alien Stage.
That's awesome. I think Shane's investigating right now, trying to figure out.
I'm trying. I'm trying, but it's not working. I'm sorry. Technical difficulties of trying to
find
it.
Who would you say, if, you know, without the data, who would you say is your top artist?
From last year specifically? Oh, okay. Was the Taylor Swift concert the tour last year?
Yeah, her Eras tour. Yeah, that was last year.
It was probably the Eras tour. Taylor Swift, because of the Eras tour. I know people who were really, really involved or invested in the tour, so I had to give a listen.
I would not have expected that.
Yeah, that was the last thing I expected.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty awesome. Okay.
On a side note, just a little commentary on Taylor Swift herself. I feel like she needs to reduce her environmental impact, because her plane trips everywhere. Guys, yeah. Come on, let's go.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we have to use paper straws. I will say she's really good to her team, though. I don't know, but yeah. reduce the environmental footprint if you can hear this, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor, if you're listening. I think you know, I don't personally listen to her music too much, but I think her Eras tour looked like a lot of fun. Looked like a good performance.
Speaking of tours, have y'all gone on any concerts, any tours recently?
Yeah, I went to Billie Eilish last month. That was a lot of fun. I also recently went to Nicki Minaj twice, so that was a great show as well.
I've seen quite a few people, but most recently John Summit. But my favorite concert of last year was definitely Fred Again.
I went and saw this last year The Cooks and The Vaccines with Daisy the Great over in Oakland, so that was really cool.
Then I saw Wave to Earth, which is a K indie band, and I also saw Ado, who's a J-pop artist.
Do you guys have any artists that you haven't seen but you have to see at some point in your lives?
I mean, for sure.
I would like to see, I don't know how, the people that I showed today, but unfortunately, the original group, it was a duo. They split up, unfortunately. And now I don't know what's going to happen, if they're ever going to like play live, although I really wish I could see them live.
Yeah, maybe like a reunion show or something. That would be cool. All right, we're going to switch here into our next group and see what kind of songs they've brought today.
Good morning. You are listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. We are Radio Rebel, and we're here to present you some songs that remind us of a memory. So who's coming up first?
We're going to have Guan Yu start us off with one of his memorable songs. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, this is the song which named my hometown, and I have a great memory in it, and just enjoy it.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
下眼泪的不止昨夜的酒，让我依依不舍的不止你的温柔。一路还要走多久，你攥着我的手，让我感到为难的是挣扎的自由。在九月，回忆是思念的愁，深秋嫩绿的垂柳亲吻着我额头，在那座阴雨的小城里，我从未忘记你。成都带不走的只有你，街头走一走，哦哦哦哦，直到所有的灯都熄灭了也不停留。你会挽着我的衣袖，我会把手揣进裤兜，走到雨林的。
Somebody give me a hug. I almost started crying here. This is a beautiful one.
No, yeah, I think this music really transcends all the lyrics, and just sonically it's very beautiful and very mellow. So what's coming up next?
We're gonna have Marianne's song. Would you like to talk about it before we set you up here?
Yeah, so my song that I am going to play is Fireflies by Owl City. And I just remember this song being like one of my favorite songs from my childhood. And I would just blast it in my room and just dance along to it.
Time to play a banger.
Yeah. All right. This is Fireflies by Owl City. I remember very vividly watching the music video for this on MTV, and I thought it was magic. I still love this song to this day, and I see why it brings a lot of nostalgia for you.
Yeah, I really like the music video too, like how it's just like so chaotic but like childish. I just feel like it's just a really big part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it feels like we don't really, you know, have a lot of glockenspiel based pop music anymore, so nope. This is a real rarity.
Good song. I think we can all relate to this one, at least our generation. Really amazing one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard in years, but it still holds up.
One of the songs of all time, for real.
Yeah, honestly. Okay. I'll be playing our next song.
It's called Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote. And just like you, I'm sure, you probably haven't heard of it. I have not either, the person who's made it. But it has a Q-Tip feature from a Tribe Called Quest, if you guys know. And I just think this is such a beautiful song. Alright, sorry about that, guys. It's just got a feature from Q-Tip, one of the classic Tribe Called Quest members, and it has just reminded me of so many road trips growing up and, like, you know, listening to my favorite boy, Q-Tip. So, here we go. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time for the Q-Tip feature, but I highly recommend checking it out as it is an amazing song, especially on road trips. And next, we have Mads with her song. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, I chose Fior de Latte by the French pop group Phoenix. It just reminds me of summer. It has a very summery vibe to it, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it, especially in this very cold weather.
Oh,
think that is it for our songs, but all pretty beautiful, can I say? Like, I would have a memory with each one of these songs.
Yeah,
if
not
I heard
to toot our own horns, but we did a really good job picking these songs.
Dare we say we ate?
We kind of did.
And
I'm
no
not gonna
crumbs.
Lie. Yeah, left no crumbs.
Not a single one.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna get on to the next group now, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.
Yeah, we have been Radio Rebel.
Hey guys, today our group name is Saz, S-A-Z, and we're going to be discussing some of our favorite songs of last year. I'll be going first. I'm Aiden. The song I picked is a song called The Line by 21 Pilots. It's a single, but it was a part of a TV show that came out last year called Arcane that I was a big fan of, and the writer of this song wrote it about he was there when his grandma was passing, and this song was about his grandma passing, how he felt in that moment. And I just think, even if you don't know like the show or anything about it, the song is just really touching, and I'd like to share it with you all.
My body's on the line now. I can't fight this time now. I can feel the light shine on my face. Did I disappoint you? Will they still let me over if I cross the line? Take a seat, but I'd rather you not be here. What could be my final form? Stay your pretty eyes on course. Keep the memories of who I was before. So stay with me because my body's on the line now. I can't fight this time now. I can feel the disappoint you. Will they still let me over if I cross the line? Honestly, I thought I was fully prepared for the threshold in store. Stay your pretty eyes on course. I guess I've never really faced my fears before. So stay with me because my body's on the line now. Pull the blanket tight now. I can feel the light shine on my face. Did I disappoint you? Will they still let me over if I cross the line?
So that was The Line by 21 Pilots. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Song means a lot to me. I've listened to it countless times. I don't know how many at this point. But yeah, I think it's just a really beautiful song. The message behind it, even if you don't, like, can be meaningful even if you don't, like, watch the show or anything. It's just a really, really good song. Next up, we have Siwen.
Hi everyone, so I prepared two songs for you guys. Both are relaxing and comforting. So the first one is 24/7 6365, and it's a really relaxing song, perfect for you listen for the morning to start your day.
Since I saw your face that night, it took 5 seconds to fall in love and two more to make you mine. Now it's 4 in the morning, sun setting, 7 minutes with you and it's heaven. Ain't an hour that rolls by, I love you 24/7 365. Give you my name if you wanted to, key to my heart if you wanted to, and I hope and pray that you stay right here till we're old and gray in our last few years. I'm on a knee, I just need a yes. A couple kids and a picket fence. Share the memories like an open book. Every page I read has still got me hooked, and I'm fine spending my whole life on everything you like. Is it obvious that all of this is right? Cause it's been 3 years and 6 whole months since I saw your face that night. It took 5 seconds to fall in love and two more to make you mine. Now it's 4 in the morning, sun setting, 7 minutes with you and it's heaven. Ain't an hour that rolls by, I love you 24/7 365. I'll share the last bite of every meal, I'll wipe your tears when you're in your feels, and I'll hold you close through a thunderstorm. When it's cold at night, no, I'll keep you warm. Cause I'm fine spending my whole life on everything you like. Is it obvious at all?
Yo, sorry.
So this is the first song. It's a really romantic love song, but also relaxing. And now I'm gonna play the second song for you guys. This is Open Arms.
When you do your best, you can, I told you. When you do your best, hell, that's all you can do. You, me, and anybody else. So they always said, tell them.
Thank you.
riding, you forever got it. Pull up on the op, hit his curb up, slide it. Notice when you mad, ain't no words, just silence. Drew my favorite color, now you seeing every shade of me. You say that I'm tripping, I hit back like, where you taking me? Locked in for life, on God, no replacing me. Consequences, repercussions, karma keep on changing me. For you.
Okay, hope you guys enjoy it. And now we are going to let Ji to share her songs.
Hi, this is Ji, and today I'm gonna bring you a song that is the theme song of the 2023 VCT Global Champions. So it's a song really about growth, and hope you enjoy it. I really love this song, especially when I'm studying, and that make me feel like really stronger, and that is I gonna share today.
Okay, awesome. That was Team Saz, S-A-Z. Those were our favorite songs of last year. We hope you guys all enjoyed our different picks and maybe resonated with some of them. This was Technical Radio on 95.7 KDRT from Davis, California. And yeah, we hope you guys all had a good time listening to our group and the other group's music choices. You guys all have a nice day.